A bitter row has broken out in the Labor Party over who knew what and when about the disgraced former New South Wales Minerals Minister Ian MacDonald. Since late last year, the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption has been carrying out a devastating exposé of scandal and corruption involving what it calls a criminal conspiracy between Mr. MacDonald and ALP factional warlord Eddie Obeid. Ian MacDonald's decision as Minerals Minister in 2008 to grant mining exploration licences to Mr. Obeid's family allowed them to make profits in excess of $75 million. A day ago, New South Wales heavyweights told ICAC they wanted to dump Ian MacDonald from the Parliament years before he became involved in those suspect deals. The former New South Wales ALP Assistant General Secretary, Luke Foley, told ICAC Mr. MacDonald's career was saved because of support from the now Federal Labor Senator, Doug Cameron. At the time, Mr. Cameron was the National Secretary of the powerful Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. He bitterly disputes the account of Luke Foley. Peter Lloyd spoke to him a short time ago.
What Luke Foley said yesterday about a chorus of complaints, about a loss of moral compass, about the abandonment of Labor principles, was not put at that meeting. In fact, Luke Foley was very quiet at that meeting. There was certainly no warnings. And I have to say to you, if that then at that meeting, people like myself, George Campbell, Anthony Albanese, and Paul Bastien did nothing, then he should have done something about it. These are people of the highest propriety. And I must say, I reject completely the view that's being perpetrated out there that Luke Foley was some white knight and everyone and that I kept MacDonald alive. There was a consensus position adopted, and Luke Foley was part of that consensus, and he should have opposed the 2 years.
All right. I want you to listen again to the words of Luke Foley. We're going to play you a short 20-second clip of him speaking outside the Corruption Commission a day ago.
In 2006, I sought to strip Ian MacDonald of his pre-selection because I felt he'd abandoned Labor principle and he'd lost his moral compass. In 2009, I urged Premier Nathan Rees to sack Ian MacDonald from his cabinet, and I'm very glad he did so.
Luke Foley there speaking at the end of the ICAC inquiry yesterday. Doug Cameron, is Luke Foley merely presenting facts as a difference of emphasis, or is this plainly not how you remember any of this meeting?
Well, it's not how I remember the meeting, and it's not consistent with any of the evidence that's before ICAC, including my own evidence. The situation, from my point of view, is if Luke Foley had such great concerns, then he should have raised them at the meeting and people would have done something about it. In fact, my union, the AMWU that I led at the time, feel quite betrayed that if Luke Foley had those points of view and he had any evidence of corruption, we should have known about that other than be put in the position that we're in at the moment. And why, the question has to be asked, if he felt so strongly about it, did he agree to the consensus position? And why did he say nothing about Mr. MacDonald's conduct for almost 3 years after that meeting?
When did you first get concerned about Mr. MacDonald's conduct?
Oh, not until actually Luke Foley was sending emails around about Mr. MacDonald's conduct, drawing people's attention to overseas expenditure.
All right, but what about his conduct in relation to the granting of mining leases and his association with Eddie Obeid, serious matters of corruption? When did you become aware of those?
Luke Foley has never raised the issue with me about any relationship with Ian MacDonald and Eddie Obeid. I knew nothing about that. And it wasn't until this whole thing blew up in the press that I started to become aware of the relationship. I didn't even know about Ian MacDonald's relationship with Eddie Obeid.
Can you tell me what is the value proposition in supporting Ian MacDonald when he doesn't come from a trade background? He's had a clerical career. Why did the union that you led back a man who had no credentials in that workforce and back him for so many years?
Oh, look, it's not just about him coming from the workforce. He was a member of the left. And he was, as I've described in evidence before ICAC, a spear carrier for the left. And he was under no cloud of corruption for many, many years, and certainly in 2006, when we were considering his pre-selection, there was no evidence before us of any corruption.
Is this the New South Wales branch of the Parliamentary Party attempting to position and distance itself as it rebuilds in the state?
Oh, I can't talk for the New South Wales branch of the party. All I can say is what the factual position was.
Are you angry about this?
I'm very angry about it. Very, very angry. I'm angry because my union has been drawn into this. And if Luke Foley had these serious concerns about the probity of Ian MacDonald in 2006, why did he say nothing about it at the meeting, and why did he say nothing for 3 years after that meeting?
So are you challenging him to come out and explain himself?
Of course he should come out and explain himself.
Labor Senator Doug Cameron speaking there with reporter Peter Lloyd.